The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
All right, welcome back to Curry and Klepo Show. We talked about some birthdays today. It would have been Mike Leach's 62nd birthday. Happy belated, Michael, where we're at on the gridiron up in the sky. Happy birthday to you. Get over it day, Joe Franklin Day. We have no clue who Joe Franklin is. Evidently, he's the most
famous
show.
Person in the world.
He really is. I mean, he had more guests than Johnny Carson did. I still don't know. I was like, who the hell is Joe? And it wasn't like the 1800s. So he was born in 1930 or something like that. I don't know. Jeff Rouse, born 75 today. Robin Trower, 78. We talked about that. We talked about Tiger Woods in a few minutes, and we're going to be on Fox 6 coming up in about 20 or 25 minutes.
Any breaking news on Aaron Rodgers?
We're going to be talking about, Aaron Rodgers is a pain in the ass. I did a show. We do a show called Kiefer and Curry. It's Kip Kiefer and Tony Curry, and it's a great show because we talk about topical stuff. We talk about things that are obviously important to us, much like we do here. And we don't give scores and talk about normal. It's not an ESPN format. We talk about one thing. We were talking about sports loyalty, and I'm a loyal guy. Aaron Rodgers, of course, held the Green Bay Packers pretty much hostage last year. Got a 2-year deal worth $100-something million. He's due $49 or $54 million, whatever, this year if he takes a snap with the Green Bay Packers, and obviously they would love to have him back. And he keeps saying, I don't know, I'm not sure, I'm going to have to assess the damage. People say, well, he walked off the field the last home game, it looked like it was the end. I'm like, why is it the end? He signed a 2-year deal. That you just held your team hostage. Green Bay Packers is a public-owned health company. People love him up there, but I think they're tired of it. This is the woman who you go into marriage counseling, you're doing all the right things, you're giving it all you got, and she still wants to go off with her girl nights and do this thing, and I'm not really know if I don't know if I want to commit to this.
Yep.
And at some point, you need to have the self-respect. We talked a lot about that, saying, you know what? I'm done. I've done everything I can do here. And if you're not going to meet me and make the sacrifices to make this relationship work, then just go. You know, and the Green Bay Packers have been very, very open and we'll wait on Aaron.
Yeah.
And I'm like, screw that. He's 40 years old. He just came off statistically one of his worst years ever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you got Jordan Love sitting there waiting to play. Now they're talking about maybe drafting Bryce Young, and I'm like, what? So what is that telling Jordan Love? He's been there for 3 years. They're saying he's ready to go. Oh, it's time. It's time.
Yep.
Say, Aaron, now it may be a cost associated thing. Well, maybe they have to pay a large portion of that money to Aaron. They're like, if we're going to have to pay 30,
you might as well play.
And I don't know how this salary cap shit works and all that stuff. So he wants to go off to Sky Cave Retreat in Oregon.
They are so
for
stoked.
4 days. To clear his brain.
Okay. Don't get all. Now,
that's a guy that's on mushrooms.
It's his way. Come on.
Yeah. You already made that commitment last year, and I'm holding you to it.
Okay. But he's going to clear his brain.
So he wants to clear his brain, and evidently being in this darkness for 4 days has told him that he probably needs to be the next Jets quarterback, because according to you this morning.
Well, no. They just said they're on the brink.
Yeah, and they're the only team that the Green Bay Packers have allowed him to go talk to.
Right.
And I would like to see Aaron Rodgers in the New York media, because they'll spit him out.
Yeah.
They ain't going to put up with his crap.
Right. I mean, that's
And again,
true.
He's 40 years old. How much longer can he play? He's one good hit from being done.
So they said,
I never thought he was going to retire. Anyway, I'm just kind of over Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, whatever, dude. Just
well, his person.
I'm going, you know what? You've given your life here. You only won one Super Bowl. We appreciate everything you've done. But you've got till March 15th. And maybe they have. So you have March to March 12th. We got to move. We got to, camps haven't started. OTAs haven't started. Well, I don't care. We need to let our fan base know what our future looks like.
Yeah, this is not about OTAs.
And maybe it's, I need more protection in the line. Maybe I need Devontae Adams left. Maybe I need another wide receiver. And we'll work on those kind of things. But you're taking $50 million of salary cap yourself. And so that alleviates us from having the opportunity to bring in some players that perhaps.
Right.
Tom Brady was known as.
Take the cut.
Knowing that now we've realized that Tom Brady was just backloading all of it. He was taking, and I think Aaron Rodgers' salary is $1 million this year. It's like $1.5 million, but then he got $59 million in guaranteed money, and that counts towards the cap. Whatever. So he goes to this retreat. This is what I really want to talk about. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, we've been talking about self-isolation. We've been talking about coming out of COVID. We're not connected. We were already technologically getting further apart. We're emailing each other. We're messaging people. We're doing Facebook. We don't talk in person on the phone anymore. Hell, no one ever answers their phone anymore. Yeah. You know, now's when we need to be together. People still fist bumping. I never thought the handshake would go away, but I can tell you at Sunday Mass it has.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm doing a fan. You can fist bump my fingers, but I'm handshaking. I want to feel the warmth of your hand. Knuckles don't count. And so he goes off on this retreat. And now I didn't even know this existed. I knew there were different retreats. You did a retreat a couple years ago where you went out in the mountains.
But this is isolation. It's solitary.
People would say, well, it's like solitary confinement. It's not even like that because solitary confinement, you're in a dark room. You don't know when the hell you're getting out. You're doing it against your will.
That's exactly. This is voluntary.
Big difference.
Yep. Absolutely.
At this place in my life, and you know I'm a people person.
Yeah.
I don't like being alone.
Right.
I get my kids 7-on-7 off. The days I don't have my kids, I'm like wandering around here. I'm working. I'm just like, what's going on? And when my kids are great. So to go off voluntarily, and some people do it for months. There's one guy that did it for like 2 months. And the first thing I thought of was alone and afraid.
That's exactly what
or naked and afraid.
Well, not naked and afraid. Alone. No, it's just alone. The show alone.
And
at least naked and afraid, you're naked with someone.
It ain't the people get hungry. It's not that they don't know how to build a shelter. It's not that they can't walk. It's being alone that normally makes them go crazy.
That's right.
Over a period of time. Now, there's some people that are wilderness people.
They are.
They're usually Unabombers. They're usually, you know, they
what's the Alaska show? Not Alaskan Bush people, the other one, where these families live. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they have families. They have people they converse with. They have families. They're not alone.
Right, that's true.
But if you're, you know, one of these people that could go off the grid.
By yourself.
That's the new thing, off the grid, and go off by yourself for a while.
I'm a little worried about you.
And you're all by yourself. You have no contact with anybody.
You're a red flag.
Big red flag. No one was created to be that much of a loner.
Some people are.
You know, and they have to try.
Some people are. Yeah. Some people are. To not to live in the dark alone, because that's a different... So to me, there's two different pieces to this. There is the being alone.
Yeah.
But for the Aaron Rodgers, for this sort of dark retreat, there's this other piece. Being devoid of stimuli around you.
Yeah.
Is a very different thing. I mean, obviously people say it's meditative. I mean, this is why we often meditate in the dark, right? Because we don't have other things to distract us. We also know that if you are alone in the dark with no physical cues, you can start hallucinating.
Yep.
You lose sense of space and time. Mm-hmm. Now, some people will say that's awesome. Right? That's great. That's what I'm going there to do. There's no drugs involved. But it also can be, depending on how you're wired, it can be incredibly scary, anxiety provoking. Because again, it's not just that you're alone. You're alone in the dark.
Yeah.
And when we don't have visual anchors, for a lot of people, that is all that it takes to make them distressed. I will go as far to say this. We always ask, you know, kids were, it's natural for them to be afraid of the dark. There are millions of adults. It's incredibly common for adults to be afraid of the dark.
Yeah.
It is a hardwired thing. We're hardwired to be afraid of the dark because we don't see damn well. And so for him to go do this, you know, not everybody can do this. I understand what the purpose is. And I also think... And I know you're not a big Aaron Rodgers, but I can understand if your whole world is, as we've been talking, we were talking in the earlier segment, like Tiger Woods, your whole world is just, everybody's talking about you. Not everybody, all your friends, literally the entire country's talking about you. And they're saying all these things and you're getting it everywhere. You're getting it on social media or you put your phone down and it's still, people are saying things. You may have to get to this point where I need to clear my head.
Yeah.
I need to clear my head. Well, for most of us, we go, well, why do you need to be so extreme? Well, if you're Aaron Rodgers, the only way potentially for him to clear his head is to go away where nobody can see him. And maybe for him being in the dark, is helpful.
But normally that's for 2 or 3 hours. Or maybe a night out. Maybe you want to go to your cabin for a weekend. But you're fishing, you're doing things. We're talking about just sitting in the dark.
Yeah, I know.
There's not fishing here. There's not hiking. There's not.
Get so bored.
There's not. You know, you don't have your cell phone. No. You know, the old saying is, you know, when you're in a crowd, you hear voices. When you're alone, you hear the voices in your head.
Well, that's the whole point.
I'll say this right now. Starting right now, I don't know if I could sit in this room in the dark by myself for the next 24 hours.
That's what I'm saying.
First of all, I don't want to. For a certain amount of money, maybe I'll figure it out. But and you're talking about a guy. I meditate every morning.
Well, see, that's different. You do or he does?
I do.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't always do that.
But you don't meditate.
Now it's an instrumental and routine thing that I need to do every single day to get my brain right for the day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I never did that. I was kind of in a situation where I had to.
Yeah.
And I think that's incredibly healthy. To be alone, to be in isolation, can be an incredibly healthy thing. And for the people that want to do this, I just think it's weird. I get it.
It's also a way. Listen, and again.
And be careful what you wish for. Well, because some people are coming out saying, I didn't like it.
Of course. But that's what I'm saying is, let's go beyond Aaron Rodgers. Let's stop going to Aaron Rodgers. If you are a person who wants to sort of explore different kinds of experiences, mental, psychological experiences, going into a place where you're isolated and going into a place where you're essentially, oh, this is why people go on retreats, silent retreats, and all this is just taking it to a different level. I would say that the vast majority of people probably are quite uncomfortable. I also would say that the vast majority of people who actually go probably have done other things and are wanting to go. Because people like you and I would be, oh, hell no. There's no way. I'm not going. I'm not going to try it. That being said, you know, there's this whole idea. I think we shy away from it until there are times where for some of us, we have to face it. And you see it in issues around sobriety. Mm-hmm. You see it issues of traumatic events where we don't want to go to our deeper, darker side.
Yep.
We don't want to open Pandora's box. Mm-hmm. We don't want to face the skeletons. And we sort of say like, okay, well, if I keep the box closed, it's cool. Then I can go in my life. But there are times in your life where you're like, okay, that box just got opened.
Yeah.
So you got two choices. You either can lie to yourself and pretend that it wasn't open. Mm-hmm. And some people are okay at doing that.
Yeah.
Most of us suck at doing that. And so what happens is we're sitting there with our skeletons, with our biggest fears, and we don't do anything with them.
Yeah.
But what it takes to do that is to go into the depths of ourselves, mm-hmm, and sit with those things that are most fearful, and then realize that we are okay in their presence.
And I would say it's
usually it's not by yourself for 4 days.
Most people are saying that there is a spiritual experience.
Absolutely.
There may be some mini or major epiphanies they have. There were some women that said that they got in and all of a sudden they realized they had resentments over a past relationship that had been eating at them that they had never realized.
Absolutely.
Time to think about it. Now, that's great. But what are you going to do when you come out? Because you must get back into reality.
No,
you can't sit
right
in a black box for you know, the rest of your life. And so you figured it out. Okay, you figured it out. Now what are you going to do about it? So that's the part where I think it could be really, really dangerous. I don't know too many people that really want to hear the voices in their heads. But I think it depends on if you're totally healthy, good to go, everything in your life is great, and you feel like you're spiritually grounded and you want to do this, I get it. I understand it. I think it's just... I would have to ask Dr. Josh Klepa, my therapist, first. I'm thinking about doing this. Is this a good idea?
Well, yeah, every single mental health person has weighed in, and what they said is essentially proceed with caution.
Yeah,
proceed with caution. It's not that they don't lock you in.
Yeah,
so you're there for right. But what they're saying is what we're all saying is proceed with caution because when you sit alone, devoid of stimuli, anything that you can see, it's not just the boredom, but your brain starts, it goes through a phase. First it's trying to anchor to anything that seems real.
Yep.
Then it starts, and this is why people do hypnosis, this is why they do shrooms, this is why you can start having sort of mini, somewhere between hallucinations and sort of dream state experiences. Yep. And for a lot of people, what they want to do is they want to see what's inside of me.
Yeah.
And it's not always I want to open Pandora's box. They want to see, who am I?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're going to try to cram all that out into about 3 or 4 minutes on Fox 6. Coming up about 10 minutes. Check us out on WBRC Fox 6. We'll be on as we do our regular Thursday hit with Curry and Claypool. Thanks for watching this morning. Make sure you check out that Big Show Work Play tonight. It's Martin Sexton, 7 o'clock. Doors open. Show starts around 9 o'clock. Check out Martin Sexton later on tonight at Work Play. Have a great day. Peace. We love you. And make sure you listen to our podcast or watch it right here on Facebook Live. Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Curry with a K. K-U-R-R-E. We have well over 1,000 shows. Shows about everything. Everything from blues to classic rock to business to non-for-profits. You name it, we got it on there. So check it out. Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Have a great day. Thanks.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.